I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's 4:07 in the news, 4:30. We're slugging through some NFL notes.
I did look up officially where the depth chart stands. So they brought in four kickers at the start of camp. They've cut all of them now except for the one guy. They did keep the guy from the Raiders that they traded for.
We're talking about the Bears, by the way.
The Bears here.
There's an article in Sports Illustrated about the bizarre nature of the Bears' search for a kicker. It is really worth a read because they are absolutely fixated on Cody Parkey's missed 43-yard field goal. Last year,
they will defend it. The coaches are like, I don't see what's wrong with this. So they ended up with this Eddie Pinario, and they traded for him from Oakland. Last year he was on injured reserve, so I thought he was gone. He's not. He just was on injured reserve. So he's there, and they've cut everyone else, and he said that he's going to handle the final two kicks for these preseason games, but he's not guaranteeing him a job. If he performs poorly, he has opened the idea.
Two kicks.
He's got two games here,
yeah.
You know, coming up, and he's going to handle all the kicks. But he said that he has not given him the job, even though there's no other kicker. He has said that he's open to the idea of going out and finding one off the street before week one.
Wow.
So even though there's no one else in camp at this point, seemingly he's won the job, but he hasn't he's saying that we don't have a problem going to find another one.
I don't really get what they want. Like I don't know. It feels like once a kicker misses a kick, he gets cut. So like not everybody's going to make every kick.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what they're looking for.
So that's the thing is like, if he misses, let's say he kicks two field goals over the next two games. If he misses one, do you cut him and go find someone off the street?
Sounds like that's kind of their,
well, but if you wanted to go find someone off the street, why wouldn't you go get him now and bring him into camp?
I don't know, man. They don't know what they're doing when it comes to a kicker.
And yet this is a team that is, from an odds standpoint, one of the favorites to go to the Super Bowl.
It's going
to
come back to bite them.
Yeah.
And it's going to come back to bite them because they're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
A lot of teams have heartbreak missed field goals from the playoffs. They
sure
pick up and move on.
Yeah.
And maybe you need to get a new kicker. That's fine. Teams do it all the time. They are belaboring this, and yeah, it is absolutely going to become a thing. It's like the curse of the goat.
And think about it. That was the double one. That was the double doink. It hit the upright twice.
That's right.
I mean,
it got tipped and then hit the upright twice. Yeah. That's right. All right, well, Cody Parkey, by the way, is a free agent. I was looking at his numbers. He missed 11 kicks last year.
Yeah, it wasn't just
that. And they
paid
him $3.5 million. Yeah. So, yeah, it wasn't just that. He missed 11 kicks. He was pretty up and down. He's been with a lot of different teams, Colts, Eagles, Browns, Dolphins, and Bears. And he's only 27, but he does not have a job. And I'm guessing a lot of that has to do with the fact that he went on the Today Show.
Yeah.
And then Nagy killed him for that.
Yeah, people don't want to hear from the kicker.
No. Okay, next order of business is that Kiko Alonso may get cut.
Yeah, he makes a lot of money and he's not very good anymore. And the Dolphins are,
can I ask a question though?
Kind of tanking.
When did he suddenly not get good?
Last couple of years, he's really struggled. He was a really effective player for a number of years. And I don't know if injuries have finally taken their toll on him. But if you look at the Pro Football Focus grade on him, it's really bad. Like not...
Really? Not, is he getting old already?
Not kind of bad. I mean, it's...
Does that make me...
It's horrific.
Feel old? The answer is yes.
Let's look. How old is Kiko?
God, it just seems like yesterday we were covering his ass in the down there at the
Rose
Bowl.
Yeah, he's only... He's
29.
Yeah, he's 29. So,
just turned.
Yeah, it's not working out so well there. And again, he makes a good chunk of change. The Dolphins are going through a rebuilding mode. They're not going to be very good. In fact, most people have him as being one of the worst teams this year in the NFL. And I
think
people
are saying he led them in tackles last year.
I'm looking, his He had 89 solo tackles, 28 assists, 3 interceptions, and his overall grade was 49.7.
I have no frame of reference.
That's
for
out of 100.
Okay.
So, like, when you put that.
Is the average?
That's below average.
All right. Well, yeah, his effectiveness to salary ratio has obviously hit a point that they don't like.
No. So
it's really what it is.
And it could be, again, you make too much money. You're not a good fit in the scheme. You're not what you used to be. You know, it's just kind of one of those situations. He'll get another opportunity somewhere, not at the same price tag, but he won't be out of the league and he'll get another crack and he'll get a chance to reinvent himself. Cause he still goes, I mean, you look at his numbers and you know, he's still an effective player. It's just that, Not at that salary and not for a team that obviously isn't in a window to win and win right now.
Last note, another former Duck, Patrick Chung, indicted on cocaine charges.
Yeah, I was kind of reading through this and
how about that?
It seems a little interesting. So they responded to another call at his house. And it just said that there was
breaking and entering.
So, and while they were
New
there,
New Hampshire.
While they were there, they saw evidence, but they didn't arrest him. So they did a further investigation. So my guess is they took a sample of it and then tested it because they said they didn't arrest him at the time. They did an investigation, and then they said that it was then determined that he had committed a crime, and then they have him arrested. So, you know.
So they went to his house for breaking and entering, and they knew and they saw that he had cocaine.
Or maybe they saw paraphernalia or who knows what, but. It's just interesting.
And then they came back later and said, you had cocaine.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? Like, you show up for that? You know, you show up for, the guy calls you because someone's breaking into his home and you end up popping in for coke?
I feel like I saw this earlier, but I don't want to say it incorrectly if I'm wrong. But I wonder if it's allowed when you respond to a call for something like breaking and entering, you're now legally allowed to search the house because you're looking for a perpetrator, right? Or for things stolen. So the cops were probably allowed to search the house, and then what do you do if you find cocaine or paraphernalia?
I don't know. Hey, man.
You just ignore it because you're there for the breaking and entering? No.
But look, the bottom line is Chung likes a little of the blow, the little of pow-pow, bro.
Look, can I...
That's always alarming, isn't it, when you find out somebody is into cocaine?
Yeah, but at the same time, there's a lot of people that are into cocaine.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, cocaine is... Like, nobody really cares.
No.
But it is an illegal drug.
Yes.
But there's a lot of people that do it. Me not one of them. Never tried it. Never will. But it is a common thing. But it is less about that he had it. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's more about, Patrick Chung likes a little of the booger sugar.
Likes a little bit of the Colombian Bam Bam.
Like, it changes how you look at somebody.
Yes.
When you find out they're blow guy.
It's almost a little bit. You remember when you were a kid?
That's when I learned that about Mike. I was like, I was blown away.
Yeah, Dusty. You're like, what? Although with Dusty, you're like, it makes sense.
Half the station does blow.
I've always said this.
Together.
When you become an adult.
Well, my.
One of the most shocking things, and I mean, like, you get into a career, not just like you're 21. I mean, you settle into a career, you start meeting some successful people, you know, you go to like, you go to house parties where no one's lighting themselves on fire, like legitimate affairs, you know, that sort of thing. Ooh. It's always interesting when you find out how many people regularly use cocaine. At least it was for me. Like, in my mind, cocaine was always like one of, like, I knew people in college and stuff, but I'm like, you're an idiot college kid. You're like, people don't do cocaine. Like, that's not. And then you're like, wait, a lot of really successful people do cocaine.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty common, but I don't know about regularly, but I think people do party.
Yes.
Like it's one of those nights where one of those things, if you want to crank up a night, you can just add a little blow.
Sure.
It's a layer.
Yeah. When I was a kid and like you would show up and someone was like, hey, we're doing coke. You're always like, ooh. Now now you show up and you're like, someone breaks out some coke. You're like, that sounds about right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, hopefully.
Find it like in the bathroom sometimes. Like, you go in there and someone will leave like a little baggie of it and you're like, see what you're doing there. Or you see some gals walk out of the bathroom. They didn't get it all. You get that white rim around the nose.
So hot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what's going on with Chung, but he has been indicted. So that's, that's not good.
Well, obviously he's going to fight it. And, you know, if he gets popped, it'll be 4 games, right, with the NFL. Yeah. And remember, in the NFL, you don't have to be convicted of a crime. So, you know, he's probably going to serve some sort of suspension.
Well,
for the
he's
NFL.
Been a beast for them.
Three Super Bowls. 11 years? He's been
quiet
great.
Too. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Quiet, but really good. All right. Coming up next, explaining your racism is never recommended.
No. Just kind of.
You usually don't.
Keep that one.
No, but let me explain why I'm racist. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Yeah! 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 Woo!
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. In the news, 10 minutes. Yeah, I've got a story here that is where someone is trying to explain their racism.
Can you really explain your racism?
Well, people try. Hmm. Okay, this is a soccer story, and it is not from the United States. So, they're racists all over the world. Mm.
Well, yeah, the soccer racism is a thing. Now, Mike, being soccer Mike, can probably attest to this a lot more than I can, but boy, I've seen a lot of different like news shows that do little pieces on this, but like around the world, like they throw bananas and like they do monkey chants.
Yeah,
and
Mario Balotelli was one who got it a lot in Italy, and then Raheem Sterling in England also is a big, big vocal guy who talks about the racism he deals with out in England.
Yeah, I saw it like on 60 Minutes, and they had to like blur out some of the stuff that was going on, like some of the signs they were hanging, and it's
yeah,
like I just can't imagine like being at a U.S. sporting event.
Well, it happened with the Red Sox and Adam Jones.
Well, yeah, but they said that that was like, well, they had a guy supposedly that was calling him the N-word, right?
Well, and I thought they had a banner, didn't they? Didn't they bring something to the game that was?
Oh, I don't know about that. I thought he just said that there was a guy or two out there that were, you know, calling him the N-word, and then we had the Westbrook situation where the Utah guy was calling him boy or something. Like, we take that stuff seriously, right? Like, you can't. You show up to a game here and you start throwing some racial slurs or even, you know, hinting at that, you get your ass kicked out of there. You're going to get banned. I watch some of the soccer stuff over there and you've got 25, 30,000 people like throwing monkey chants at people and bringing banners and hucking bananas on the field. It's freaking insane. And no one does a damn thing about it.
I was thinking of, this is what I was thinking of. Racism is as American as baseball. Was on a banner that somebody threw over the Green Monster.
Okay.
But they were protesting the fact that these racists were taunting Adam Jones, who's a black outfielder for the Orioles. So
it gets ugly out there around the world.
So Zenit, Mike, soccer Mike, Zenit, do you know that?
Yeah, Zenit, St. Petersburg in Russia.
Yes. Is that where it is? Okay.
Yes.
FC Krasnodar?
Oh, yes.
That's Russia, yep.
FC Krasnodar, one of my absolute favorite teams.
You're a big fan?
I am a big fan. I was going to wear my FC Krasnodar shirt today, but I went with the West Point
one instead.
I believe
that their logo is green and black.
Okay.
Soccer
and
Mike.
And Zenit is sky blue.
Soccer Mike.
Did we need that?
No, but I think Mike just...
I liked it. Believe me, I liked it.
Look, it was a strange flex, but it was a flex nonetheless.
It really was a strange flex.
He just bowed up on us.
That's great, Mike. Thanks a lot. Hey, what colors are...
It was 100% a flex, yeah.
So Zenit, St. Petersburg, and FC Krasnodar are playing a soccer match. Zenit supporters reveal a banner with a message to those at the head of their club that read, "Thank you, leadership, for loyalty to traditions." Now, what they were saying is, it's a sarcastic statement, and it was made in response to the club signing ex-Barcelona midfielder Malcolm. Okay. And he only has one name.
Oh.
Malcolm.
Like Cher.
Yes. Or Prince. Or
Madonna.
A lot of the players from Brazil Seal. Only go by one name.
Isn't Hulk?
Yep, there's Hulk, who I think actually plays for
Pele.
Zenit.
Yeah, there you go.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, Pele's still alive.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
There's also a guy who just goes by Fred.
No.
Yep.
That's my
Let's
new,
talk about
that's
that
my
guy.
New favorite soccer player. 100%.
Fred.
And everyone knows who you're talking about?
What would come up if I just Google Fred? There he is.
Do I Google or Google?
Google Fred Soccer.
Google him.
Footballer born 1993.
Just Fred Soccer? Can I get a jersey that just says Fred on the back?
There's also a Fred footballer born in 1983. What is happening?
They're both Brazilian. A lot of the Brazil players, almost most of them, actually only go by one name. Neymar, too. They only go by one name.
I'm telling you right now, I'm looking to get myself a soccer jersey with Fred on the back.
That is so cool. Okay, well, anyway, so Malcolm is black, and his signing apparently broke some sort of long-held tradition within the club to not have black players. So that what they were doing was they were being sarcastic, yes, about...
So we're still segregated in
they were
Russia.
Like, we don't like him.
Okay.
That's how they talk in Russian.
Scoots McDermott of Russia.
Yeah, so it said, thank you, leadership, for loyalty to traditions. They were being sarcastic. So then here is their explanation for the banner. This was posted online, and it read, we are not racist. And for us, the absence of black players is just an important tradition, emphasizing the identity of the club and nothing more. We, as the northernmost club of the major European cities, have never been mentally connected with Africa. However, as with South America or Australia or Oceania? Bill?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what's happening.
They're just
here.
Not connect. Look, they're not racist. They're just not connected to Africa, okay?
Well,
we're very, they're well, very,
it sounds like they had a.
Yes, Jason.
Like a rule to not sign black people.
Okay. Jason, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mr. Iglesias.
Why is it that all black people then, why are they African?
Wait, what?
Like, they're saying that we're not connected to Africa.
They're not.
Yeah, okay, but.
You clearly are.
Sucker. If you get a guy that's from New Jersey and he happens to be black, is he connected to Africa?
Well, according to the team's fan club.
If I was a really good soccer player. They're
also not connected to the United States.
Yeah,
almost, but not.
Like, if I was a really good soccer player, would they welcome me and be like, whoa, 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 not really connected to Sweden or the United States, so can't have you? That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard.
He says, we have absolutely nothing against the inhabitants of these and any other continents, but at the same time, we want players who are close in spirit to speak for Zenit. Now, Zenit, black football players are being forced almost by force, and this causes only backlash. Let us be what we are. In addition, we cannot ignore the specifics of the Russian championship. Our country is dominated by tough, strong soccer in the fields, many of which leave much to be desired. In addition, most of the championship takes place in fairly severe weather. Under these conditions, it is quite difficult for technical players from warm countries to fully discover their football talent. It is worth noting that the size of the banner was rather small compared to the significantly large tifo it was draped over, which shows that this opinion wasn't exactly held by everyone in the stadium. So that's how they explained it.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Wow, wow, wow. That's
buying that?
That's my head is about ready to explode.
See, this is why when you're racist, this is for all you racists who hopefully aren't listening to us, but if you're out there, don't try to explain it. Okay? it makes it worse.
So
we don't want you to be racist. You shouldn't be racist, and you should look in the mirror.
No, let me ask
you. And if somebody asks you to talk about it, just don't.
So the black players can't exist there because they can't play in the cold. They don't want connections to Africa. Would South African players be okay if they were white? Is that
probably?
Is that okay?
Now,
and as someone points out, aren't we all connected to Africa? Since that is the cradle of civilization, and we all technically started in Africa. Well, not technically, we did all start in Africa.
But they're the northernmost city. You don't get it.
Now, what I want to know is, was there something in the actual team where they said they wouldn't sign black players? Because some teams specifically sign players from only one country. There's a team in Spain, Athletic Bilbao, who only signs players from Spain. They do not allow any other player but players from Spain to be on that team.
But what if there was a black player from Russia? You're telling me there's no black people in Russia?
No,
there's not one black person in
all of
Russia?
I'm just asking if that was a thing for the team or it's just the fans feeling that way. Because it'd be even worse if the team were like, we're not signing black players.
It doesn't sound like, all they're saying is, hey, we've never had a black player. Thanks a lot.
And we don't want to start now.
Right, right.
Wow. I know it's out there. I get it, man.
What?
The racist bastards. Like, I get it, and it's here.
It's very common. It's more common than we ever knew, isn't it?
It just...
Or at least...
When you hear someone lay it out like that...
Exactly.
It's one thing, like, when you see someone that's just, like, the... doing something like the Charlottesville marchers or whatever. You got your like Walmart tiki torches out there or whatever. You see something like that, or you see the idiots throwing the bananas and doing the monkey chants, and you just look at them and you're like, dude, how sad and pathetic. But when you see someone that took the time to write it out and try to explain it away and try to rationalize it.
Yeah. And they don't think that.
Nothing's wrong.
The worst part is they're not sitting back snickering like, they believe that.
Yeah.
And they believe that people should take that seriously. That's the worst part.
Well,
so there you go.
That is
from Zenit.
Yeah.
In Russia.
What? I'm now going to have to get rid
of
my...
And that poor guy. How about the poor player that has to play there?
No kidding.
With these numbnuts.
Jeez.
Malcolm is his name.
Well, have fun. At least it's not my man Fred.
All right. By the way, Fred he's a black guy.
Yeah, yeah. Fred's a black guy.
Well, he's Brazilian, but he plays for Manchester United.
Here we go
United.
With that again. Yeah, he...
Look,
yeah.
He's not going to be welcomed up at Zendejo or wherever the hell this place is.
Well, they signed Hulk, who's also Brazilian.
Who's they?
Zenit. Hulk was on Zenit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe they're turning over a new leaf up there.
Well, the people aren't happy about it. Or should I say this group is not happy about it.
Let's hate, man.
All right. In the News is coming up next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Whew. Big day. Hey, coming up, there was a streak that ended last night in sports that is not getting a lot of play, but should.
Okay.
And that's a tease, so that means I'm going to talk about that later.
Yeah, because, well,
yeah,
people need their news.
Oh, they do.
We're not going to get into it now.
Nope. Later. It is August 22nd, 2019. It is time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. Today is National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, thank God. I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Yeah. Well, is it really that hard?
It's a pain in the ass, especially when you get down to the last couple years when your kids know that it's not real, and then they're just like holding you hostages for like a couple of bucks. And I would rather just be like, here, you lost a tooth, here's a couple bucks, go away. But then you have to do the whole charade, and then you forget to do it one night, and then they come up, my daughter would be like, hey, the tooth fairy didn't come last night, I put the tooth out. And you're like, put it back under there again, and maybe it'll come tomorrow.
She's busy.
It was a hassle.
She's got a lot going on.
Glad we moved past that.
Bad traffic out there. All right, well, the Tooth Fairy is still alive and well because I was just in San Diego with my little nieces, and they are 5 and 3.
Yeah.
And the 5-year-old lost a couple teeth, and, you know, it was a big deal.
What's the going rate?
Well, they went $5.
Okay.
So.
Inflation, man. That's steep.
Yeah, $5. And then,
back in my day, it was like just to give us a couple singles.
It was 50-cent piece for us.
Yeah.
But then you'd find, like, the crumpled up $5 bill, like, under the couch.
Yeah.
Come on. All right. It is also National Eat a Peach Day. Do you like peaches?
I do like peaches.
How do we feel about peaches here?
Although I'm not going to lie, I don't buy a lot of peaches. I find them to be quite messy. But peaches are delicious when you end up having one, or like a peach cobbler.
You know what I find more delicious than peaches?
What?
Peach flavor.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I would like a peach yogurt way more than I would like a peach.
Or peach iced tea is another big one that I enjoy.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Jay Inslee has dropped out of the presidential race. He is the governor of your state.
There's a shocker. I believe I told you that there was 0.0 chance that he was going to be the nominee.
Way to stick your neck out on that one there, big hot take guy. Jeez, how'd you ever come up with that?
How many do we have now? God.
I don't know.
Aren't you running for president too?
No. Oh, God, no.
I thought you were.
No. I pulled out. Jay Inslee...
That only amused you.
Jay Inslee is dropping out, and he will run for governor again. But his big thing, he's a big climate change guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cory Booker, he's still in the race. You know him.
Where's he from?
Virginia?
I think you're Virginia.
No, he's New Jersey.
Jersey, that's right. He's New Jersey. He was the one that was with the Portland hooker. Remember that whole story?
Yeah. Yeah, well, was he with her, or were they
just...
They were messaging each other.
Yeah, he slid into her DMs.
And you would think that that would be a big deal, but apparently
no one cares.
It's not, right?
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, we've reset
the bar so low.
Reset the bar on that plenty of times.
So Booker is going to be here Sunday.
The Booker Hooker? Is she going to be around?
Booker Hooker? That's pretty clever.
I think Dirt may have had that stripper on the air with him.
Yeah, I remember that. She was in here.
Yeah, she had a bunch of like weird tattoos and Leslie Lee.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, he's coming here.
She's still around.
He's got a big fundraiser on Sunday if you care.
Yeah, I'll be donating my money towards that cause.
What else do we have? The dollar figure is in on the recent protests and how much that cost us. You were asking that question.
Yeah. Yeah. How much did that actually run us to keep everyone on the up and up?
That cost downtown Portland $3 million.
Good Lord.
All of that.
Now, I did see that. I'm not sure if it was the Proud Boys or one of the other groups. They were laughing about wasting Portland's resources, and they said they would be back to continue to waste our resources. That's kind of their...
Well, that's not very nice.
That's kind of their MO.
Well, I don't like that at all.
No, that's not a good thing.
But, you know, they're after the Antifa bros. You know, so as long as the Antifa bros are doing their thing here,
they'll keep showing up.
Then they'll keep showing up. So it's just this vicious circle of dumb.
And by the way, the Booker Hooker apparently is expecting a child. So congratulations. Aww. Yeah, I looked her up to see what she was doing. And
what's her name?
Leslie Lee.
Leslie?
Yeah, Lynsie. Lee? Yeah.
What?
That sounds like Lindsay.
Oh, I guess it could be, Lindsay. One of those weird spelled, I don't know, Lynsie. Yeah, Lindsay, maybe. You're right. And she's on Twitter, and she's like 8 months pregnant, but she's, she's sexy dancing, but pregnant. Like, really pregnant.
Where does she work? I'm asking for a friend.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
All right. Well, anyway. Where were we? Oh, $3 million. Now, this from news contributor Joe Fisher III, 1080 The Fan host.
Yeah.
Portland is apparently wanting to make up for last weekend and invite everyone downtown to park and to ride around on all our cool things that you can ride on for free.
Oh.
So they are giving out free parking on street at meters and at smart park lots. The Portland streetcar will be free all day. I'm still looking for a date on when they're going to do it. I don't know. Maybe this is the Saturday. I'm not sure.
So they're doing a make good here?
Yeah, they're saying, hey, come on down. Bike Town free all day. Lime, one free ride. And they have a code, and that's up to only $5. Mm-hmm. Bird, one free ride with the code, also $5. Lyft, 50% off one ride, $5. And Spin, one free ride with code up to $5 on trips starting in downtown.
That's kind of cool, right?
So they want you to come to... I don't know when this is, but Joe says that's what they're doing to try to get you back down
that's
there.
That's not bad. Is anyone... Look, I got to ask, though. Like, first off, it wasn't that bad.
No.
But
it affected a lot of things, though.
It did, but is anyone like so outraged that they're not going downtown?
Well, I don't think it's outrage. I think it's just that downtown's starting now to get a really bad rap, and it's just really... It's just people don't want to go down there anymore.
Sure.
And but this it's a thing. It's real. That's very real.
Yeah. And this is going to...
So they're saying, hey, come on down. We'll let you park for free. Up to $5.
Yeah. I guess I'll give them an attaboy for trying something.
I don't know
if you have to, but I appreciate the effort.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. Right. A rodent infestation at the Portland Dollar Tree. This is big news.
If there was going to be a infestation, wouldn't you think it's at the Dollar Tree?
Well, it's not a bad guess.
I mean, it can happen anywhere. I'm just saying.
So they shut it down temporarily. Now, my question is, what constitutes an infestation as opposed to just having some Mises or some rats?
Oh.
What's the difference?
I kind of feel like any...
Because for me, one's enough.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my point. Like, I was going to say, like... What constitutes like a porn star versus like if you're in porn, you're a porn star. I figure like if you've got a rat, you've got an infestation. I don't think there's a specific number Like, if you found a rat in your house,
you know who can't, who
wouldn't you say that you have an infestation of rats?
No, I wouldn't. I would say I have an infestation if I see a bunch, or I keep if I kill them and they keep popping up. I'm like, man, I have an infestation. If I see one, I assume there's one until I see evidence of others.
Oh.
So this is, you know who got this?
What?
This scoop here? Kyle Eboshi, KGW Investigations. He went in there and he rough talked him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. He said they found found ripped food packaging, chewed food labels, rodent feces, and even a dead mouse. This is inside the Lloyd District store, Dollar Tree store.
How about that?
Yes.
Ed Eboshi. Now I tell you, I am in connection with Kyle Eboshi right now.
I bet you are.
Yeah. We're in discussions.
He makes S happen.
Yeah. We have to kind of wait for some things.
Is he going to do a story on you and your thing?
We're working on it.
Really?
We got to wait for some legal matters to kind of play themselves out a little bit.
I want nothing more than to do a feature in the news story on you.
Yeah. Me and Kyle Eboshi.
Playing the audio of the Kyle Eboshi news story on you.
Of you. With your commentary.
Chasing down Chris Nix.
Phone calls and emails have been exchanged.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Souk had a bathroom remodel.
Yep.
A contractor take a $10,000 deposit and ghost him.
Yep.
So you're trying to get that money back. You're trying to get that guy. And so Eboshi's on the case. That's good. That's good to hear.
Me and Eboshi we're working on something. Hopefully something can come out of it.
So in response to KGW finding a dead mouse, the Oregon Department of
Agriculture. Why did you go all Jim Rohn
Because it's a big deal.
Rob went in the jungle.
The Oregon Department of Agriculture sent two inspectors to the Dollar Tree store, and they shut her down. That's what Eboshi does, man. He gets S done.
Eboshi
and by the way,
does get S done.
They showed some of the packaging.
Bad?
Yes. It is awful. It's disgusting.
Look. I'm not getting
it. And by the way, the dead mouse was hanging. He was stuck in between, like, the air vent. I don't know, just like the... He was dangling from the air vent.
Yeah, it was...
I mean, come on, Dollar Tree. Do you not have a manager?
I gotta be careful. Look, I'm sure Dollar Tree has some value in people to shop there, right?
They only pay him a dollar, so he's not paying a lot of attention.
Don't buy food at the Dollar Tree. That's all I'm saying. You want to go there, you want to buy deodorant, you want to buy dish soap, hey, man, knock yourself out. Don't buy your groceries at the Dollar Tree. Just don't.
Why? For this reason?
That reason right there.
You're telling me that weird flat steak that's in there, I shouldn't purchase that for my delicious date night dinner?
I feel like you're being unfair.
No, I'm not. You're buying canned peaches at the Dollar Tree. Buyer beware.
Okay, coming up next, we have another... Well, we've talked about this before, but there's a new story on it. But what may be happening in the South Waterfront, down here by us? Intercom Portland sits right on the banks of the poop-filled Willamette.
Is it rats? Do I need to get Eboshi on it?
Well, rat could play at this.
Yeah. It's the bassist for Rat's birthday. I saw it on Twitter today.
All right. Happy birthday, bassist.
Why didn't that make the news?
Yeah, because no one cares, maybe? You think that's it?
I care.
All right, that's next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So really the top story today on In The News is that Kyle Eboshi is considering Souk's case as a story for KGW Investigates.
But if someone points out, what if Kyle shuts down my bathroom?
No question. What if he looks at your story, they present him your story, and he goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got other things I want to cover.
I sleep better knowing that Kyle's on my side.
You should. All right. Now this, I'm not sure why this is a story again, but there was another story posted about it to KGW.com today, so I present it to you. Because the Zidell property, which is down here on the South Waterfront, if you're ever driving on I-5 going north into Portland or, the bridge right there, that one bridge.
Sits in between the Markham and then what is the pedestrian bridge, the Tillicum?
The Tillicum, yeah. Well, the Ross Island, isn't the Ross Island bridge right there?
Yeah, it's right there. It's like a triangle of those three bridges. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah, it's the property that just has parked cars. Cirque du Soleil came here one year and put a tent up there.
Yeah, they've done a couple of those things. So some horse show came there. Yeah. Occasionally they'll put up a tent and they hold but events down
it's
there.
It's right next to like where the ships get repaired and built, right?
Well, that's what it used to be, is where they used to clean up. Well, the old Zedell, the old man Zedell, is gone, but his kids still own the property. And yes, they used to clean up the ships there. So there was, I think some people were talking about that maybe there were some environmental concerns with regard to what's maybe underneath there because of all the ship cleaning and buildings they've done. But I don't know anything about that. All I know is that the Zedell property was being looked at by the Major League Baseball of Portland group.
Yeah.
And it looks small. It doesn't look like when you drive by there that you could fit a Major League Baseball stadium in there. But
you could.
You could. I was told that it's actually bigger than the plot of land the San Francisco people built the Giants ballpark on.
Parking could be a bit of an issue down there, but you know, parking could be an issue anywhere.
Couldn't you also conceivably build out into the river a little bit? And
That's what they would do. Yeah, absolutely. So now the Zedell family was looking to build, you know, high rises and, you know, the whole thing, but they didn't get enough money from the city. So what they're looking at now, and this we've talked about this before, I'm not sure why it's back out there now again, but Live Nation is talking to the Zedells about doing a 7-year lease and building a temporary outdoor concert venue that would seat 10,000 people.
Yeah, this came up a while back. I remember that we talked about this, that floated around, and then it just kind of disappeared.
Excuse me. Well, they have one. Live Nation is also trying to secure the old Lloyd Center space for another amphitheater. I don't know if they want to do two of them or if they're choosing between one of the two.
Old Lloyd Center space.
Like the top of the on the top of the Lloyd Center Mall.
Oh, like where the old movie theater used to be?
I'm not sure exactly where. I'm not too familiar with Lloyd Center, but like one of the parking lots.
Okay.
They were going to blow up stuff up there and put a outdoor concert venue in there. I haven't seen anything lately on that, so I don't know whether they're going to try to build two or what, but it would be 10,000 seats, 7 years temporary. But of course, the folks down there, you know, a lot of people live right there in those in these apartments and condos.
Aren't thrilled about it.
Well, I think what they're doing now is they're doing a big sound study.
Well, I'll tell you what, when the Sunlight Supply Amphitheater got built all those years ago in Ridgefield, and that was all private money, not a dime of public money went into. I can tell you that thing, to put something up like that in a neighborhood, that is such a nightmare logistically to deal with, from infrastructure to parking to noise to neighbors, more and more. It just,
don't they have to shut it down up there at, like, don't they have a curfew?
A curfew. But it's just, it's a never-ending S show in dealing with those people. And I can only imagine that being in, and I'm talking about, when I say those people, I'm talking about government and neighbors and city, you know, groups and environmental groups. And if that's in Clark County, I can only imagine what it's like to try to get something like that built in the middle of Portland. Good luck.
Well, they say it's very early on in the process. The city said developers are in the pre-application phase and talking to the city's land use division, neighbors, and other stakeholders. The next step would be a South Waterfront Greenway review and a design review. That means task forces and committees and recommendations and all this stuff. Developers have to get approvals before any permits are issued, so city officials said it would be difficult to speculate on any sort of timeline. So again, not sure why that's in the news again, but it's they're still pursuing that on the Zedell land.
I guess it'd be cool, right?
I think it'd be cool. We're right down. I think a Major League Baseball stadium would be way cooler.
Yeah.
But
well, the difference is we've got to get a Major League Baseball team.
Right.
I think about that, though. If you put the stadium there, God, how would you get people in and out of that thing?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I've never been down there for...
Well, you probably have to build another bridge and drop them off. On the other side is, like,
Omsi's
over there, but there's some stuff over there that could be bought for parking.
Yeah, I don't know how you would... It just seems like a logistical nightmare. I don't even know how that runs, like when they put Circus Olay down there. I just don't go down there very much. There's no reason to. But just from, you know, driving by it a bunch, it blows my mind thinking about trying to cram 30,000 people down there.
And here's our final story of the day for you on the August 22nd version of In the News. And it is that Portland police photoshopped a man's mugshot so that witnesses would implicate him in a robbery.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is from the Oregon Live, the Oregonian. But who reads the Oregonian? It's Oregon Live. The shocking move came after no bank tellers mentioned prominent tattoos in their description of a bank robber. Okay, so this is this guy's name is Tyrone Allen. He's a 50-year-old black man, and he has distinctive tattoos on his face.
Yeah, it's not a Mike Tyson sort of thing. I mean, dude is covered. His face is covered in tattoos.
So when they put him in a lineup and asked for ID, the bank tellers did not mention tattoos. So what do?
It's easy.
You alter the mugshot to remove the tattoos, and then they showed the teller a photo lineup with some of the tellers then identifying him as the culprit.
Dude, that just...
Unbelievable.
It's stunning to me that this happens. This is... like we did the story a couple weeks back on the college football player where they tested the bird duty and they said it was cocaine. I didn't think you could get more egregious than that, and then this came up.
So he's currently in jail awaiting trial on 3 counts of robbery and 1 of attempted robbery. Now, I'm sure that there is another side to this story because...
I hope so.
Well, you know, that's kind of one of those that just seems like they're... You know, what are you going to say? Like, you can't do that, right? Period. Point blank. But here's what... So the forensic criminalist, Mark Weber, testified. He said, I basically painted over the tattoos, almost like applying electronic makeup. They also gave him like a hairline and a beard, which is weird. You can see online the booking photo and then the lineup photo. But anyway, this says legal experts were a bit taken aback that police would do something that seems only likely to increase the likelihood of a wrongful conviction. Temple law professor Jules Epstein said, It's unbelievable to me that police would ignore the fact that no teller had described a person with glaring tattoos and make this man into a possible suspect by covering them up. They're increasing the risk of mistaken identity. But they claim he did it, and they just needed an ID. So, I don't know, man.
How can you ID someone when... How hard is it to be like, can you describe the man who robbed you? Well, yes, I can. He was a 6-foot black man, and he looked this way, and... Did he have face tattoos? No, he did not. Oh, well, this guy here does have face tattoos, but if we took away the face tattoos, he would look just like, good enough.
It's unbelievable.
Like, my arms, right, are covered in, like, if I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt, my arms are covered in tattoos.
Mine are covered in hair.
It's just, could you describe him? Yeah, he looked like that guy, but yeah, that guy's arms are covered in tattoo, and I'd see the other guy, and his arms didn't have any. Could you digitally add tattoos to someone and be like, no. See, look, if we put the tattoos on him, he looks just like that. Just there has to be more to this story, right? It seems so ridiculous that this man's in jail.
They admitted it. So, yeah, well, he's awaiting. Like I said, he's.
Maybe the guy wore a lot of makeup during the robbery to throw people off the scent.
He's awaiting trial. All right, that's in the news for August 22nd, 2019. Hot 5 at 5 Sports News coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.